From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Justice Department said late Saturday an appeal has been filed to a federal judge's temporary order blocking President Trump's ban on travel to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, Mr. Trump on Saturday hurled fresh criticism at the federal judge, saying in a tweet, "The judge's ruling is, in his words, ridiculous," and he vowed to have it overturned. Mr. Trump's complaints is toward the judge appointed by a former, or rather former Republican president, George W. Bush. Meantime, as the battle over the travel ban heats up, Jason Patinkin reports dozens of Somali students are worried the travel ban may jeopardize their educational futures.
19-year-old Shukri Ahmed Ali of the Abarso School of Science and Technology was ecstatic when she received a letter of acceptance in December to the elite Wellesley College in the American state of Massachusetts. But the native of Somaliland in the northwest of Somalia worries she will not be able to attend Wellesley later this year due to the temporary visa ban announced last week against Somalis and citizens of six other Muslim-majority countries.
If Donald Trump extends the 90-day ban, I might not be able to get into the U.S. because Somalia is part of the seventh country that he banned.
Dozens of Ali's classmates from the Abarso school feel the same uncertainty. As Trump's order goes to the courts, students like Ali hope to continue their studies in America as planned. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Hargesa.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News.